and Kylie for breakfast.
These guys are my favourite.
Bendigo's 93.5. Triple M.
Righto, you're excited about this, aren't you?
Well, I am excited. We're about to talk to a long-term friend of mine, Sally Mathrick. She's a Bendigo girl, and she's a very brainy Bendigo girl as well. She's now a
naturopath.
What
are you doing hanging out with
us? Yeah, I know. We often get asked that, don't we, Sal? Hang on, we'll get to Sal in a minute.
Yes, we
but,
will.
Look, last night I was watching the news, and a story came on about 4 and 20 and how they are bringing out a meat-free pie. It's
well, it's
a vegan
Australian.
Pie.
That's not Australian.
And it's going to be available in supermarkets in March, so next month, and also at the footy in April. Have no idea what it's going to taste like. Anyway, it got me thinking.
Pastry.
I thought to myself, I really don't know what the difference is between a vegan and a vegetarian.
Good call.
Yeah. So we thought we'd ask Sal. Morning, Sal.
Good morning, Kylie.
So you're smart, Sal, and you hang out with Kylie. What's the story, mate? What's the attraction?
Oh. Kylie has the most intelligent heart of anyone I know.
Oh, really? I haven't found it yet.
She's very loving.
Oh, thank you, pardon, Kylie. Thank you, Sally. You should see us too when we walk down the street. So I'm, what, pushing 5 foot. Sally's about 7 foot tall.
Everyone's 7 foot to you. Hey, Sal, let's talk about this because it's an interesting subject.
Tell us first what a vegetarian is or what their lifestyle's like.
Well, a vegetarian essentially is someone who eats, you know, not meat, really, and not fish. So not animals, but they probably will eat eggs and honey, and they'll have cheese and dairy products and other animal products, but just not the flesh of animals.
All right. And what about a vegan?
So a vegan is someone who doesn't have any animal products at all. So that means obviously no meat, no fish, no honey.
What?
Well, I think that, you know, the difference really between the veganism and the vegetarianism, often there's, you know, there's quite a lot of aspects to what we eat and how and why we choose what we eat. But the vegans are often very ethical, or the ethics of eating are very, very crucial to vegans because they're animal lovers. And so they don't want animals to be enslaved or, you know, to be factory farmed and all of that sort of stuff. So their part of their eating choice is more heavily influenced by the ethics of eating. And so, yeah, so that's probably the key difference, I think. That's why quite often if you have a chat with a vegan, you might often end up in a bit of a discussion, like a heated discussion around that, because it's really important to them.
I've got a friend who's a vegan, Sally, and it's difficult to go out with dinner with them because you've got to select where you go. I mean, you just can't go, oh, we'll go down to the restaurant, because a lot of restaurants don't cater just for
that's
vegans.
Right.
And if they do, the meal for them isn't good.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I've been vegetarian for many years and it's changed a lot now. So there's almost always a vegetarian option. But
yeah,
they haven't quite caught up with vegans. But I'm not sure about this pie, if it's actually a vegan pie or a vegetarian pie. But it's obvious, like in the supermarkets now and, you know, in a lot of places there are the vegan option, you know, people, and even in makeup and, you know, those kinds of things as well. People are kind of aware that there's a big enough market now.
Yeah.
It's a real trend and a real movement, Sal, but is it good for you being a vegan?
Yeah, look, it depends who you are, you know, and how well you do it, because, you know, it's all about that. Like, I was a vegetarian for years when I was in my 20s and just ate carbohydrates and didn't eat any vegetables at all, just ate pasta and, you know, and things to fill me up.
Still
doing
it.
I didn't have, yeah, but I didn't do it well, so, you know, I should have been eating a lot more vegetables and fungi and other, you know, other foods. But so it really depends on how the vegan does it. I mean, there's a couple of nutritional points that a vegan has to be aware of, namely, you know, vitamin B12 is really important. So they often have to supplement that. And you know, iron needs to be looked at for women and things like that. So there are aspects that you need to be more aware of. But of course, plant foods have got everything for us. Like, we can live very healthily from plant foods. So it's not like you have to, you know, you're not missing out on anything nutritionally. You just have to be aware of what to eat and how to cook it as well. That's another thing about
there's a lot of things you've got to do. You've got to tick a few boxes before you can eat something. What if you're starving, you know, and you're hanging out and you're at the desert or something and you know, and there's a chalky bar or something in front of you and you're a vegan or a vegetarian? What do you do? You've got to eat something.
What do you you doing out in the desert? Like, what are you doing out there?
Yeah, he'd never go to the desert.
No.
He'd never ventures out
but
of Bendigo.
But if you're desperate for something to chew on, surely you'd just eat anything, wouldn't you? Or
eat your fingernail.
No.
Hey, Sal.
I don't know how you do it.
Thanks so much for breaking that down for us this morning. We now know the difference between a vegan and a vegetarian, and I don't want to be either. And I know that you said that you're a vegetarian now. Come on, Sal. I saw you eat a big steak a couple of months back.
Hang on.
You did not.
I did so.
You did not.
One thing you haven't learned about her, Sal, is that she's started to tell little lies, and that could be one of them.
One thing I prefer to, because I have been a vegetarian for many years, and often I eat out with someone, or someone I go to someone's house for dinner and they cook me something. And so there's another concept which is called a flexitarian, which is sort of what the Dalai Lama does. So if someone offers him food, he'll gracefully accept it. And so I kind of tend to go more towards the flexitarian. So I'd say I eat 95%, so I probably eat about 98% vegetarian, and then sometimes I'll have some turkey, or I'll have some, organic, or,
All right, you've cleared that up. It's okay, Sal. It's all right. We still call you a vegetarian, all right? Yeah. Hey, thanks so much.
Flexitarian.
Thanks so much for that. So just quickly, people listening, they want to find out more about you. What can they do?
Well, they could have a look at my website. My business name is Sound Medicine, so it's soundmedicine.com.au. I've got a blog there with lots of information about living, living in a healthy way that's healthy.
Living
for us,
boringly.
Healthy for the planet.
No. Oh, no, don't go there.
Sally,
that's
I was
fine.
Joking.
Thanks, Sal.
You know me, Sal, always having a crack.
Oh, yeah. Indeed. Thanks, Sal.
On you, Sal. Well done.
No,
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
These guys are my favourite.
Bendigo's 93.5.
Triple M.
Triple M.